Some weeks ago, President Obama said he'd consider it a personal insult if black voters did not turn out this fall. He was pushing African Americans to defend his legacy and elect Hillary Clinton. Today, the president campaigns in Florida, where African American early voting is behind the pace of the last election. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from Miami.
President Obama suggests Donald Trump's call for his supporters to monitor polling places in certain areas is a thinly veiled attempt to discourage African Americans from voting. He adds some of the groups supporting Trump don't bother to veil their intentions at all.
There are groups that are not even making secret plans. They're just out in public saying, we're going to try and suppress the African-American vote on Election Day.
Election Day is still 5 days away, but already there are signs that early voting by African-Americans is down from 2012. In some states, like North Carolina, where Obama campaigned yesterday, Republicans deliberately tried to limit access to early voting, a move that was only partially reversed by the federal courts. But even in Florida, where opportunities for early voting have expanded over the last 4 years, black turnout is lagging in a way that could hurt Democrats. Political scientist Daniel Smith of the University of Florida says in 2012, nearly 2 out of 3 African-American voters in Florida cast their ballots before Election Day.
If the Clinton campaign is trying to wait until Tuesday, November 8th, to get out the black vote, they have some heavy lifting to do.
Obama acknowledged a black enthusiasm gap from 4 years ago in an interview this week on Tom Joyner's syndicated radio program.
Now, I know that there are a lot of people in barbershops and the beauty salons, and, you know, in the neighborhoods who are saying to themselves, well, you know, we love Barack. We love it. We especially love Michelle. And so, you know, it was exciting. And now we're not excited.
Obama's trying to gin up some excitement, telling Joyner's largely African-American audience he doesn't want to spend his last months in office contemplating the dismantling of everything he's done.
All the work we've done to make sure people get overtime, all the work we've done to make sure women get paid the same as men for doing the same job, all the work we've done to make sure 20 million people have health insurance.
African-Americans have seen some of the biggest gains in health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, gains that could be quickly wiped away if Trump wins the White House. Democrats can point to some encouraging signs. Daniel Smith notes African-American turnout in southeastern Florida has picked up in recent days, and turnout among Hispanic voters in the state is running ahead of the pace in 2012.
That is probably the silver lining right now for the Clinton campaign, is the high rate of Hispanic turnout, especially in the central part of the state, mostly Puerto Ricans. Polling numbers suggest that Hispanics, especially Puerto Ricans, are strongly against Donald Trump.
But Democratic margins among Hispanic voters are not as lopsided as African Americans. So it takes a big jump in Hispanic turnout to offset any decline in black voting. Obama cautions any voter who stays home out of apathy is doing the work of voter suppression groups for them. And in hard-fought states like Florida and North Carolina, even a small change in turnout can make a big difference.
Each of you could swing an entire precinct for Hillary if you vote. Or you could swing it for her if you don't vote. Your vote matters. Young people especially, your vote matters.
Obama will be making that case up and down Florida's East Coast today, and he'll be back in the central part of the state on Sunday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Miami.